Botswana budget retailer Choppies Enterprises indicated last week that it's going to be selling its stores in South Africa. This comes at a time when the local economy is under severe stress with lackluster growth and rising unemployment levels. Choppies has been experiencing problems with its share temporarily being suspended on both the Botswana and JSE stock exchanges. To give us his analysis on what's been happening with Choppies and what its withdrawal from the South African retail landscape means, if anything, I'm joined on the line by Simon Brown. He's an equity analyst and founder of Just One Lap. Thanks very much for joining us, Simon. Just remind us of why Choppies Enterprises share price or share was suspended to begin with.
Hi, Nipo. So they still owe us results for June 2018. In other words, those results should have been by the very latest July, August, September. They should have been out by September of last year. That's the 3 months that the JSE gives you to publish results. They said that they had some internal concerns. The previous set of results had also been late around disagreements over inventories. They were published, but having not published, you then get suspended, as you said, both locally and on the Botswana stock exchange. And since then, it's truthfully been a waiting game, and more recently, in the last couple of weeks, a litany of frankly, further bad news coming shareholders' way.
So with the retailer's decision to withdraw from the South African market, what's the impact, if any, for our local established retailers?
I think probably very, very small. They were a very small player. They had some presence in KwaZulu-Natal with a recent acquisition, more in the rural northern parts of KZN, and then sort of in the sort of platinum belt, sort of Joburg through to Gaborone, through Rustenburg and the like. And their presence was always quite small within South Africa. They were obviously looking to grow that. They would have been competing more against the Boxer and the USave brands rather than directly against sort of Checkers, ShopRite and Pick and Pay and the like.
Yes.
But they were always going to be very, very tiny. And my sense, and I said it at that listing, is that this is a deeply, deeply competitive space. I didn't think they were going to be able to get much market share. With them gone, and we don't know that they're obviously looking for a buyer, the established retailers could pick up some of that market share. But I think it's very, very tiny.
Yeah, no, I was going to ask whether that you think that will be the case. You know, they've cited the local economy, the poor local economy and so on. But how much of a factor do you think it was their management and how they dealt with the environment that they were in?
Yeah, so the economy is tough. I mean, that's not a new story to any of your listeners or ourselves. but we're still seeing the ShopRites and the Pick and Pays and the Spas. They're doing okay in a very tough space. The problem Choppies had was that really that sort of low margin mass discount retailer in the food space needs critical mass so that your distribution centers can work, so you can have one truck going to 20 different stores, so that your advertising can be on a nationwide basis in the Sunday papers and in the SABC TV channels and the like.
Yes.
If you're too small, suddenly it becomes so much harder. Your distribution costs go up. Your ability to secure discounts from suppliers goes down. And it's always going to be that much harder for a smaller retailer, which is why typically what we see is at the far end, we've got sort of almost a single standalone corner grocers in the community. And then we've got the giant, the ShopRites, the Pick and Pays and the like. And that middle ground is almost impossible to navigate your way through. Choppies came to market. They were aggressive in their expansion, both in opening new stores, but also in picking up some different brands, most notably in Zimbabwe and others in the rest of the continent.
Yes.
But they never got to that critical mass. If we had had better economic conditions, maybe, but I don't think so. I think that they would have struggled regardless, even if we had a 3 or 4% GDP going at the moment.
What about their survivability going forward as Choppies, whether it's in Botswana or the other African territories that they're in, do they have a good chance?
I think the jury's very much out on it. Obviously, South Africa's now over. They might be able to extract some cash out of that. I saw articles on MoneyWeb today around accusations about the CEO who is currently suspended and misappropriation of monies and the like there. The other economies, they've got presences in Zimbabwe. That's not very easy as well.
Yeah.
East Africa, they're struggling. Will Choppies survive? unfortunately, I don't think it's a foregone conclusion.
And then just broadly speaking, away from Choppies, when you look at the consumer staples type stocks, what's your view? I mean, surely they'll always be able to be resilient because we all need to eat.
You're absolutely right. We do need to eat, and yes, we can get picky as to where we buy our tin of baked beans, a loaf of bread, a litre of milk. As times get tougher, we're going to be a little more price conscious, which means a lot more price discounting, particularly on your headline items. What we've also seen, and ShopRite mentioned it in their update, where they talk around the fact that they've still got almost 10,000 items that are in deflationary environment. In other words, prices are flat or lower. For me and you and the listeners, that's great. For ShopRite, unfortunately, costs are moving higher, and that does put a squeeze on their margin. But they can trade through them. The ShopRite margin, we've got results tomorrow. We'll get a good look at them then. But if we look at, you know, the last set, their operating margin at 4.4% was higher than I would have thought they could maintain. Pick and Pay certainly turned themselves around. And they've got that ability to negotiate hard with landlords, negotiate hard with suppliers. And to your point, we're not stopping eating. If anything, we are shopping down perhaps a bit more and moving into some of their lower LSM markets and profitable areas.
Simon, always a pleasure talking to you. That was Simon Brown. He's an equity analyst and founder of Just One Lab.